Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Sergio Ferrer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ferrer. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Dent applying the tag. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Carew steals second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball four. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Heil moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin, who is chasing the ball. Dent reaches third base with a triple. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Allen reaches second base with a double. Dent scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferrer hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Hermann and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Dent strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carew. Hermann moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss fields it and throws to home to get Hermann. Kelly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Liss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ferrer bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heil hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Darwin strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Orta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-2 in the game. Liss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley bunts towards the mound. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sergio Ferrer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferrer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ferrer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew strikes out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dent is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ferrer fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.